when talking about the coal, the coal used to come in on trains. They had a fair stockpile there, but a lot of it was unloaded direct into the hopper, which was underneath, and then elevated up into the bigger hoppers up top. That's right. I was wrong. The coal never came off the belt into the boiler. It came into hoppers. There was big hoppers. There was four boilers there, four sets of boilers. Two belonged to Canberra, one and two. No, what did Canberra and three and New South Wales?
Something like
that. Something a bit weird.
Yeah.
They owned two machines each.
Yeah.
Now, Bellis and Morecambe triple expansion thing was there. And I think there was something odd, but it had these, oh, I suppose they must have held 100, I don't know, 100, 120 ton a piece, those big hoppers up on top of the boilers.
That are still up there.
They're not there now, are they?
Well, there are big hoppers up way up high in the roof. Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
That could be there.
Yeah, that'll be there. Right.
And that fed down onto the boiler chain, the great chain. But when they unloaded the trucks, it was all manual, you know, no tipping rail trucks upside down or bottom dumps or anything like that. They had a gang there, coal gang. They were mostly Italians, so I remember. But they might have been there, could have been about 16, 18 in that gang, just handling the coal. Because they were just ordinary S trucks with 15 ton each. When they opened the doors, it spilled out, and then they had to shovel it all out.
To get it down into the bunker, right?
Well, to get it out of the rail truck. Mm. They weren't special rail trucks.